So this is just a quick little snippet. I'm experimenting with adding background music to my segments for this podcast. I've been kind of averse to doing it, but if it works well and I like it and maybe I get some good comments on it, yay or nay, then I'll keep doing it. But let me know what you think. We'll give it a shot and see how it works. My anniversary quote of the day, December 18th. Welcome frustration. It is a gift that signals we need to change something. That's from Susan Fielder. So I mentioned in the quote that today is my anniversary. 14 years. It seems like a long time that has passed very quickly, but it's been a really overall rewarding experience being married to the same person for this long, and definitely challenging. As I mentioned, even the quote is about frustration, welcoming frustration. I think it's so easy to be complacent when you're used to something. And you forget a lot of things. It's easy to not be grateful, or it's easy to kind of take things for granted, or even take advantage of something. But you know what? Marriage is a challenging thing. And I had a good friend, a South African guy named Ronnie Collin, who at the time he told me this, he was around 70 years old, and he said that marriage is not a natural thing. That it's definitely one of the hardest things, and doing what comes naturally doesn't make a marriage work. It's doing what doesn't come naturally. It's giving of yourself and putting someone else's needs before your own, and wishing the other person happiness without regard to whether or not you're happy. And the way that it works is if both people are doing that. If you are focused on making the other person happy, no matter what they're doing to you, then it's one of those things like when Jesus said that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, right? If you are doing that, then it really helps build your character, it builds you as a person, and it helps someone else. It's really what we should all be doing is having this focus where we're giving to other people and trying to make other people's lives better. And marriage is this wonderful opportunity to do that all day, every day. It's such a challenging character-building thing, and it's so difficult sometimes to really give to another person and help them, especially when they know your weaknesses, your shortcomings, and they can hold things over you more than anyone else can. I was talking with my wife the other day, and the 2018 has been a tough year for us for a number of reasons, but some of which is parenting young kids and how exhausting that is. But she was just talking about some of the challenges that we've had, and I told her that, in all the situations where I may have either hurt her or frustrated her or vice versa, then it really comes down to that, me focusing on really loving her and helping her. She said she was apologizing for something she had done that hurt me, and I said, you know what? It's okay. I love you. And we learned early on, and we have taught this to other couples that we've counseled, that we are going to hurt each other more than anyone else in the whole world will hurt us. So I'm going to hurt my wife more than anyone. She's going to hurt me more than anyone. It's just the nature of being close. And the more that you are willing to forgive and move on and build, even despite those hurts, I think the more successful your relationship is going to be. And the people who are not willing to do that, who are not willing to focus on the other person's happiness, or focus more on themselves than the other person, and the people who are willing to let bitterness or jealousy or anything like that just sit in their hearts when it comes to their marriage, those are the ones who are not going to enjoy it. They're not going to get the most out of it. They're not going to really see the good in it. And they're going to quit. They're going to give up because they're going to get frustrated, and they're not going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. It's just going to be this hopeless drag. And that's not really what it's there for. It's not really the potential that's there. So, I don't know, if you're married, considering getting married, know people who are married who might be in that situation, this is my advice, and it's 100% my advice. You don't have to take it. You've got to be willing to love no matter what. Put the other person first over yourself, and have the heart to make them happy or help them to be content with their life without regard to yourself. And that's the only way that your marriage is really going to be great and enjoyable. And the best part is when the other person has the same attitude, and then you get everything that you give in reciprocity. And they're trying their utmost to make you happy and make you content and help you with things and help you realize your dreams and your visions for your life. And that when that happens, that's magical. And that's something worth fighting for and working on and pursuing with all your energy, all your money. You know, the Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And if you really treasure your spouse and put them above yourself, your heart will get there, and it will be a wonderful thing for you to enjoy. So take that for what you will. So this is an interesting little sidebar, I guess. So recently, I mentioned, I was talking the other day about wanting a Pixel 3, and I was going to buy it through Project Fi, which is now Google Fi, which is Google's MVNO, which stands for, I can't even remember what it is now. It's like a mobile virtual network operator. It's essentially a company who takes an existing carrier like T-Mobile or Sprint or Verizon or whatever, and runs over the top using their network. So, for example, Straight Talk that Walmart does, it's actually T-Mobile's network, but Walmart is operating as an MVNO to provide service to their customers. Anyway, so Google Fi is an MVNO, but it's an interesting take on one because they started out partnering with T-Mobile and Sprint. And as far as I know, Google's the only one that's doing this. They worked with hardware companies to devise a way to switch networks so to whoever has the best signal. So, for example, I live in the Kansas City area, and Sprint, their headquarters, is here. But we have pretty decent T-Mobile service as well. Say what you will for Sprint. But anyway, their network is set up, and they being Google Fi, it's set up so that if I'm driving around on a phone call and I'm using T-Mobile's spectrum for my phone call, suddenly I hit a dead zone for T-Mobile. Let's say Sprint happens to actually have really good signal in that spot. Then using the Google Fi network, the signal switches over to the Sprint network. As a user, I don't have any idea that that's happening. That's kind of the magic of it. And it just switches into Sprint, and then I continue my phone call. I had no idea it ever happened. Driving along some more. Now Sprint hits the dead zone, but the T-Mobile network takes over. You see how this works. Anyway, so it's an interesting concept. I actually had it for almost 2 years, maybe a little more, but and then when my Pixel took a bath, I canceled the service and just went with my work carrier, which is Verizon. But I've been kind of itching to get back on it. And they recently did something that I knew was available before, and I don't know why I hadn't tried it. I think I just wasn't, I wasn't really thinking about it, I guess. But you can use Google Fi on an iPhone, even though it, you know, since they launched it several years ago, it was only available on their phones. So the Nexus phones, and the Pixels, I think I started using it with the Nexus 5X when I got it in whatever year that was, 2015, maybe? Anyway, so I had an extra iPhone sitting around the house. And I'm actually recording it, this podcast, on this iPhone. It's an old 5S. And I thought, you know, I've got my work phone that's on Verizon. It's an iPhone. And I got an Apple Watch that I use for texting a lot. And I've been using Google Voice for, you know, personal texting and all that. And I wondered, because when you use Project Fi or Google Fi, you lose the features, a lot of the features of Google Voice, and Fi takes over. Which, you know, that's fine, I suppose. I haven't seen too much of an issue with it, but so I decided to try it out. And essentially, I've got this iPhone sitting in my room at home all the time, and if I get a text or a call on that phone, then it just shows up on my other phone. It, you know, iMessage works pretty well. SMS is still a little sketchy, but it's kind of interesting to see the two work together. But iMessage is an interesting thing as well, because it uses your data, right? And to send text messages, but it's only to other iPhone users. If someone who doesn't have an iPhone sends you a text, you get the green bubble, and it's basically a standard SMS. So I wanted to see kind of how it worked, and I've been using it for, I don't know, a week or week and a half or so, and for the most part, it's okay. When I get calls from other people, that doesn't work quite so well, but I think I just need to change my forwarding numbers and my Project Fi settings to really make that work. But anyway, I'm curious if you have any experience with that, and hit me up on Twitter or wherever, and I'm just kind of curious if you like that kind of idea, or if you've used one of the phones before and you had good or bad experiences. Just curious. But I'm going to keep tinkering with it. The service itself is pretty cheap. It's $20 a month for unlimited phone calls and texts. And then it's $10 per gig of data used, up to, I think, 6 gigs. And then it's free after that. So if you use 7 gigs, you only pay for 6. The other nice thing is, if you say that you're going to use 5 gigs, but you only use 1, you actually get a credit for $40 on your next bill. But at this point, like I said, I'm keeping my phone stationed in my house, so I use barely, if any, data. Because I only wanted my text and stuff to show up through iMessage. But it's a nice little experiment, and I'm really hoping that eventually I'll just be able to get a Pixel and use that as a dedicated phone. But and that's another phone bill I got to worry about, and I'm not so keen to jump on, you know, a pile of data to pay for every month. But anyway, there's Project Fi for you, or Google Fi now as it is. And if you want a referral to it so you can get a free month of access, I'll put it in the show notes, and it'll help me out too. So anyway, take care.